Welcome to Did We Just Become Best Friends right here on the Nerd Huddle Podcast Network. My name is Tank. I'm with Alfredo and Brian. How you guys doing?
How's it going, hey, guys?
How you doing? Where does the money reside again?
Right here.
Awesome. You gotta watch it. I think that was that's based off a commercial where a guy, like, I think he's selling cars or some shit. And, like, he pops out of the trunk and he starts, like, singing Where the Money Reside. It's so stupid. There was Suede just made a remix about that Karen that broke down in
Victoria's Secret.
He just made it, like, I think was it yesterday or this morning, and I didn't get a chance to add it. I wanted to add it. It was kind of funny. But he don't waste no time, man. That just happened.
He's like, you ruined my life. Like, well, you ruined your life. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, man. So today we are talking the final episode of Loki.
Dude, you understand? I was so excited. Soon as I got home from the doctor, first thing I did was like turn it on. It's like, babe, we gotta watch it right now. She was like, but it's still like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, now.
Jesus, this guy's gonna get upset.
I was so excited. I thought about watching that Tuesday night. Like if Kramer had told me like, hey, let's do a watch party, I would have been like, okay.
Dude, I was thinking about doing it.
I would have done it.
I think Will stayed up until 3 or whatever to watch it. I think it comes out at 2 a.m. our time. 2 a.m. Yeah. So I think Will stood up and watched it. I was like, fuck. But I thought I was gonna be the only one. I'm like, ain't no one else gonna do it.
No, I would have been. I was so excited. And I'm an awful Wednesday, man. I definitely would have did it.
I'm an employee. Oh, man. What else do I got? What else I got to do right now?
Oh man, shit. But yeah, I mean I watched some of the, there's this other guy, Den of Nerds that does the watch parties and stuff like that. And he does it pretty cool, you know. Because it's like you don't talk too much. Oh yeah,
I love watching comments. They're like, "What the? Look at Immortus."
Nah, dude. So I don't think I have to explain. We're talking about everything. So spoilers. If you haven't watched the show, like the podcast and then save it and then come back after you're done, because we are gonna talk about everything that happened in this episode. And it, I don't know about you guys, this one it blew me away. I did not expect. Like I said, I knew how it was going to end. I knew it was going to end with the multiverse. Because that's just where they're leading. They already spoiled that for Doctor Strange 2, which kind of sucks. Right. But I didn't know how they were going to get to it. And
Spider-Man and Ant-Man.
But it was Ant-Man, the way they did this, though.
Yeah. Spider-Man, they've been keeping it quiet. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe. First, I want to say shout out to my sister-in-law Randy, who always listens to, but is not listening right now because she hasn't watched episode 6 yet. So I know you probably listen to this tomorrow. So I'm just shouting you out, Randy, right now. But it was awesome. I've never seen a Marvel show introduce the big bad character at the beginning of the show and kill that same character at the end of the show. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it was right from the get. When you hit play, the Marvel thing comes out. You hear all the little
It was
exactly
so cool.
Now you hear Quill, you hear Ant-Man, you hear Black Widow, you hear everything.
Captain America.
I mean, you hear real life people too. You hear from the actual
script. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And it goes all the way out. You see the black hole that we all revolve
from one black hole to another. Now here's the thing. Jess was in the kitchen and I was playing it. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool, whatever. And she goes, I want to hear, how come they didn't play Iron Man? At the very end, it would have been cool. This is Iron Man.
They did.
I am Iron Man. No, they didn't.
He said, I am Iron Man. It is in there.
They played Iron Man. Yeah, you hear his little buzzer, like his little thingy too.
That's in the very beginning of it. Because I even questioned her. I'm like, no, he came out. She goes, no, he didn't.
No, he wasn't on there, but you hear him say it.
He did not say it.
No.
Yeah. You did not.
If you go watch New Rock Stars,
I did.
He literally broke down. And he's in it. He said he's in it. It's like one of the first ones.
Nope. The first one that came out was his that noise, the Iron.
Yeah, this little blaster thing.
But he doesn't say Iron Man. He doesn't say. I don't think he says anything. So yesterday, I'm like, no, he came out. I heard it. You know, whatever. It wasn't until I watched New Rock Star that I'm like, holy shit, she's right. No, we're all wrong. If we all think we heard Tony Stark in there,
so I know me. I heard it say, no, he said he does. No, Tony Stark does say we have a Hulk. I remember that part.
No, that was
Loki.
That's Loki that says that?
Yes.
When he says it, the Thanos, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But it makes sense because Robert Downey Jr., you would probably have to pay him and you ain't paid him once.
So I was wrong. So. Nice shout out to my girl. She's right.
But the one thing with the new Rockstars was like, it was true where it's like everything was from, like there was a lot of Loki in the opening credit scene. You know, a lot of different things. Oh, I was like, of course, because like it's all from his point of view and his stuff. I was like, but just the opening credit, I thought was like, this is going to be a good show.
You knew it was something different.
I'm like, it played the song. That was a big one. It played the song. I forgot the name of the song. But the old one from where Captain at the end of Endgame, you know,
right?
It was like it plays that song, and then it was just so good, you know. Like, I was like, this chills just right in the beginning scene, you know, with just the stupid where it says Marvel Studios. I got chills. I was like,
it was just so good. I like how Marvel creates something with that because it's not just the logo, it's not like Paramount or TriStar or. Whatever.
They had Neil Armstrong and Martin Luther King and
Mandela.
You said Nelson Mandela and Maya Angelou. I mean,
had a few other. It had that Greta. What's her name? The younger, the one that's like now
from Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg or something like that. You know, the one that had the memes like "How dare you?
How dare they?
Yeah. She was in it. There was a bunch of like actual people in there. Like I thought it was pretty interesting, but
kind of took the whole world and kind of just like summed it up right there. That was
go ahead, man.
Oh no, I was just gonna say like what were some of the like the best parts like for you guys, like parts that you were like, oh shit, you know,
dude, because like, the fuck the king or I don't know. So in a comic book. Isn't the one who survives all whatever isn't he Immortus? Isn't he Immortus?
Immortus is a version of King. Well, because Immortus is a version of King in the comic book, but the end of what is the name of the guy that
the one who survives or whatever.
Yeah. In the comic book, that's a real person. Or not a real person. That's a real character. Separate person from Kang. And he creates the TVA and stuff like that in the comics. Here, they kind of merge it together. And I loved what they did. When that door opened, and that was Jonathan Majors, I literally like jumped on my seat. I was like, yeah.
What? From the beginning. Like, it was so cool.
Yeah. Because once that door opened, I'm like, okay, so first Miss Time came out, and like New Rockstar said, scared the shit out of everybody. It did to me because I'm focused. I'm looking for cracks. I'm looking for anything to come out of anywhere. Then you get this orange Reese's cup right in the fucking middle of your screen. So next thing you know, right, she tried to make that deal, and right before she goes away,
that was a very interesting deal.
Yeah. It was a very interesting deal. So, but right before she went away, if you watch the episode, she has this sinister look like, okay, you fuckers, and like disappeared.
Yeah.
And I saw it. I'm like, babe, did you see that look? And she's like, no. So I rewound it and she watches like, oh yeah, that was an evil look.
Her whole tone, was very different from what the rest of the episode series was.
Right.
But
so real quick, throughout the show, are we going to jump? Or are we going to try to go down?
Let's just talk about the things that we liked.
Right. Another thing that I liked and didn't
like. He Who Remains. That's what he's called.
It's the guessing what's her name, got that mystery file.
Yeah.
Miss Slayer?
Yes.
Slayer?
So I don't know what that file is. I don't know where she went.
Well, what's great is because she got for Miss Minutes, and she said, and Miss Minutes said, he thinks this is more important for you. So, you know.
She didn't say. Remains,
she said, I got for you what you asked for. He said, he thinks this is more important. So he who remains is the one that she gave her all this information.
Or is it? Because we don't know. If he knew he was going to die, then how do we know it was actually him? What I was thinking, watch, she's going to kill him. More people are going to come out. Kane's going to come out. But when she killed him, and then it had changed to Loki, and then he looked at the statue. When he was looking at the statue of Kane the Conqueror, just him, I'm looking, I'm thinking to myself, don't beat the end. Don't let it be the end. Don't stop it here. Do not fucking stop it. Then it goes black. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Well, I just thought, I figured Miss Minutes was there because the way it was, she was just with Loki and Sylvie. And then she was just talking to He Who Remains. So I figured that it was from He Who Remains who's giving her, he knew that it's a 50-50 chance he might die. So he like gave her information to like get Renslayer to like maybe do something that survives, that continues the multiverse, keeps him to have a chance. Because he says, I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I think he had backdoor plans the entire time. He's so smart. I mean, he knows what's going to happen before it happens till, you know, 5 minutes left in the episode. Yeah. I don't understand
I had to rewind because when he like froze and his whole demeanor changed and he like looked over, I thought he said, oh, he passed over. And I'm like, and then I watched it. I'm like, oh, it says we passed over already. So it's like, oh, they're past that point where he doesn't know what's going on.
Yep.
You know, kind of like what they did with the bald-headed chick from
the ancient one.
The ancient one. You know, kind of what they did. She's like, I never saw past this moment because that was when she was supposed to die. So it's kind of like they kind of repeated it. It's like he never saw past that moment because he was going to die soon. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. They were able to take it.
But what it was, he couldn't see past someone else's choice because they had a choice to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never seen what was the actor's name? Jonathan Majors?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors.
I never seen any of his work. Never what never
Lovecraft Country?
Lovecraft. No. he's up for Emmy. Like
I never seen none of his work at all. And what I saw yesterday, he was extremely comfortable. I don't know if that was scripted or he just went improv. But he was all over the place, jumping on the desk, getting it excited, and just making fun like he was enjoying himself. Now, as a character, if that's the character supposed to be like, hey, I don't care what's going to happen. You kill me, I come back alive and whatever. Then I think he played it to the T. Because
that's the version of Kang that was right then.
Yeah.
Because remember, this guy is a genius. He's a scientist. Mm-hmm. So that guy was a scientist. He is full of energy, all that stuff. But that's not who Kang is going to be. It's going to be, and that's what's interesting, because there's going to be opportunities to have, what if there's like 60 of them?
Yeah. Well, in the comic book, that's what happens was they have the Citadel of Kang, kind of how, you know, Rick and Morty. There's the Citadel of Ricks, and there's all the Ricks that rule over all the other different Ricks. And Marvel has the same thing with Kang. So there's all the Kangs that help rule over everything. But then there's always the higher Kang that says, like, F you, I'm doing my own thing kind of stuff, which they kind of hinted at. You know, like,
reminds me of the together.
Until, but think about it. He who remains, think about how he got in power.
Yeah. You
know? Like, he said, well, I ate them all. It's like, he took the monster, whatever. What's his name? Eliath. Took Eliath and killed all the other Kangs and it wouldn't follow.
Yeah. And that was pretty sick.
And it kept his timeline intact. That's it.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. It was like, I liked it while like watching a lot of different people talk about it afterward. They were like, oh, I was right. That was Kang. I was like,
He didn't say it was. Technically,
it's a variant of Kang.
And he kept saying, you know, some of us are conquerors.
You know? Yeah, no, no, that's what he called. That's what he called. Well, people are like, people call me a jerk. People call me I'm the last one. People call me a conqueror. You know, whatever. That's when people named him because they're asking him.
What he said, they're all right.
I thought he was gonna say Pharaoh because in the comic book he's a Pharaoh for a while. I was like Pharaoh, yeah. Pharaoh, and he didn't say. It. I was like, you son of a bitch. but he did call himself that.
Right. And so it's like when people call him because they ask him, well, what's your name or whatever? And it's like, oh, she calls me.
He who remains.
I'm like, okay.
He said that, but he also said, when he's talking about his other variants, he says, some of my other variants are, you know, more of a conqueror. They're looking to conquer. He says, looking to conquer, like, specific.
Right. So it was very interesting. It had me, I mean, see, there was a lot to think about because you didn't know what was going to happen because throughout the whole description of the He Who Remains was talking, Loki was like paying attention, like gave it thought, and you could see it in his face. Why, if you look at the same scene at Sylvie's like, you're just a lying piece of shit.
I'm gonna kill you. I don't trust you.
Right.
Like, I'm just waiting for it to kill you.
Do one thing and that's it.
Yeah, but they kind of showed that at the beginning before they walked in when she was getting ready, and then she said something like, "Remember, I was pruned. I was taken before you were born."
Yeah.
Right. To kind of set the time that you understand that she's been going through this for thousands of years. Because remember how old Loki is.
Yeah.
1800 years old. He's a god. She's been going through it for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and she's kind of telling me, I have a one-track mind. And then you start to see that she does have those feelings and reciprocated the feelings for Loki.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of what B-15 said, she needs to get there and she has to kill him. That's she the need it. That she has. That's, you know, she's for, you know, say it's 3,000 years. That's all she's thought about. So even though I might love you now, that's been the last 30 minutes. So, you know, 3,000 years, this is the only thing that's been driving me. And I felt like that was such a powerful thing for her character development. And then they left her open.
Yes.
After she killed Immortus or the He Who Remains, they kept it open.
Right.
You know, so we don't know what she is going to do. So season two could be anything. We have no idea.
So real quick. So Jonathan Majors, this is some of the movies he's been in. White Boy Rick. I don't know if you've ever seen that. White Boy Rick. Awesome show. The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Awesome movie.
That. You haven't seen it? It's really good. Lovecraft Country, Loki. He's gonna be in The Harder They Fall.
Yep, that's all.
He's gonna be in Creed 3 and obviously Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, White Boy Rick is really good.
White Boy Rick is really good.
Yeah. And Last Black Man in San Francisco was really good too. I've seen those. He was in Jungle Land and The Five Bloods. I haven't seen
The Five Bloods. He's in The Five Bloods. He sure is in The Five Bloods.
Like Do Not Disturb, Much Ado About Nothing, When We Rise, Hostiles, Out of Blue. Like these, I don't think I've really seen. So I heard of The Five Bloods and Jungle Land. I just never seen.
So I was like, you know, The Five Bloods, because you know that's one of Chadwick Boseman's last movies that he ever made. Mm-hmm. That's the one that they're talking about. That's the movie they're talking about for the Oscars. The Five Bloods,
right?
Hmm.
The one that released it was last year, June of last year,
right? I've heard of it. I just never.
I don't think
Netflix
even heard
guys.
Of it.
Netflix.
Was it Netflix?
Netflix. Yeah.
Check it out. But I mean, Lovecraft Country. And I'm so pissed that they canceled it, that it's not getting a second season. But I mean, Fredo, you got to check it out. If you got nothing to watch, it's a mini series with like eight or ten episodes. Like that.
I think it's 10.
I think I have really nothing to watch, but I don't have time to time. Watch.
Yeah. See, Judge Renslayer is in there. B-15, Hunter B-15 is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Renslayer, you knew right away, but Hunter, the hunter, she looks completely different.
Like a, like a woman, like wow, like, oh.
That makeup, the hair, every, and in this one, you know, short hair. She got the armor suit on, so like,
yeah,
like a, I didn't know until somebody, yes, until somebody like pointed out. I'm like, oh yeah, oh shit.
So but, was there any characters that you were disappointed in the way they kind of went along with for the episode?
Sylvie. Yeah, because I mean, yes, I understand that, and she was so focused, and you know, if you have one goal in life in over 1,000 years is to kill this one dude, and you do it, then what? Then what do you? Then what do you have? So you just basically wasted 1,000 years of just one goal, your accomplishment. So now, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I think that's what they showed. Is that vengeance is never going to give you the relief that you think it's going to give.
Yeah.
Not only that. She was, to me, I figured she was the smart one. Loki was the mature one, you know, because Loki's been through everything. Like, I think that
he went through more emotional.
Right. You said it best, Kramer, in that one episode where they had all the bunch of Lokis where they're all fighting. He's like, this is stupid. I know the reason why not to fight for this. So he just avoided it and all that. And then, I was really disappointed in Sylvie. I don't want to say congratulations, you achieved your goal. but then what? Because you killed him. What did he say? I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Tell me I spent 1,000 years of my life to kill you and you're going to come back?
3,000 years. You're going to see me in the next 5 minutes.
Him. There's going to be an infinite amount of him. Right. So it's like, what's her, he even said, he goes, you may kill the other one, but I'm going to come back because of reincarnation. So he already said like, I'm coming back. So
yeah,
I don't know. But I mean, Sylvie, I did not.
Yeah. Loki's more the level headed, which I was kind of somewhat in shock.
Yeah.
Because he's like, look, what if he's not lying? You kill him. You're going to unleash all this evilness, evil conquerors, evil kings, whatever.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because, I mean, Loki is someone who believes that people are not just good or bad. And I feel like Sylvie was very this black and white. Things are black and white.
Yeah.
And there aren't any many shades of gray. And all Loki thinks is that everyone's shades of gray. So he believes that someone could be bad today and good tomorrow. And Loki can be bad but still have points with what they're saying. You know, and
because
but that's not who she is. She's been running away since she was a kid,
right?
You know, since she was 700 years old.
Yeah,
I know for the storyline and all that, but for someone to be so vengeful and got it, and just to find out you're coming back like in 21 years or whatever the timeline is.
See you in 5 seconds.
Yeah, maybe in 5 seconds. The elevator door opens. We're like, hey, I told you.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with Fredo. Like, Sylvie was kind of disappointing because like me and Erica, we were talking a lot after it was done. We're like, you had two options. Get effed and you can't get your justice, but you're kind of screwed, but you can at least kind of work with it. Or get your justice and get super effed.
It was like
two options.
Use grease, no grease.
Yeah. That's for sure. You know, but it was like, but you had two options. Either way, they suck. It's like, how bad is it going to suck? And I just felt like she was so blinded by this, like, revenge and rage.
Her rage.
It was like, you know, and they got I thought the kiss was kind of weird. It was like, but then did she kiss him to grab the thing, or did she kiss him because she actually?
I think she kissed him, but she knew she wanted to kiss him, and she needed to get him out of there. I think she, in that thought, had to think what was most important. She kissed him to try to figure out what was most important. She decided, I have to get this thing done. I'm going to kill him, no matter what.
I think she knew they wanted a kiss. Like, he wanted her, she wanted him.
Yeah.
I think she used that kiss, that one moment kiss, and this is why I'm kind of disappointed, because she's kind of smart, to distract him. Because every time she attacked him, Loki fucking blocked. She pushed him away, and he appeared in front of her, almost cutting Loki's head off. Yeah. But like she stopped, and then you know whatever.
I think that's part of it. That she knew
opened
that
up, and then she
wouldn't be able to kill him if he's there. If he's right. there, she wouldn't, because he will keep on putting himself in yeah. harm's way, and she'll keep on stopping because she right. also loved. I think that's why she broke down in the episode, not just because of the vengeance was so empty, but I think also now she is alone again, and she's been alone for these 3,000 years. She's been alone, you know, and she's now right. alone again, and she had her chance. Right there in her hand, and she made the decision to be alone again.
Right.
See, but so she made the decision, where last time it was kind of like it was
put on her.
It was forced. Yeah, right. Put on her. So
yeah, so I honestly believe she kissed him just to distract him long enough for him to get pushed through, like for her to push him through that portal, because he became the bodyguard for the last man. Honestly, that's what he did. He accidentally became the bodyguard because he tried to protect him so much.
Yeah. Well, he was just like late about it. I don't think he was in protecting. He's like, hold on.
Look, let's talk about it.
Yeah, because I don't want
I think Loki was looking at it as like, let's do this together. It's like someone who wants to be in a relationship. He's like, let's make decisions together. And the other person's like, I'm making my own damn decision. This is what I've been doing. This is what I'm making. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work very well. But I gotta say, you know, I was mostly disappointed in Mobius.
He went
back and didn't do shit.
No.
He was back with no plan.
He helped free all the other agents.
He showed them something, right?
Because he sent the other hunter to the high school, which is kind of cool.
So you show
very smart, by the way.
Renslayer.
Yeah.
Show that she was just a principal.
Yeah.
My problem was he went into her office. Just went to the office. Like he had no plan. He had no idea. And he was that sloppy with the pruning thing. Like she took it with him from him like in a second. He's like, bitch, give me that.
he's not a Loki fighter, I guess. He's not a Loki fighter. He's more of a smart guy. The other one was a trained.
And you were stupid.
She was in the
TVA. Supposed to be. He was able to outsmart Loki, catch all those Lokis, did all that. He had no plan. He said he was leaving episode 5. I'm about to burn this bitch down. And then, like, episode 6, he's like,
okay, you got me. Between the coffee table and the couch. You got me. No.
Like, what? You got me. You had no backup plan? You didn't have, like, a little knife, a pen knife or something? Like, I mean, just anything? Like, I felt like his character arc didn't reach anything.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed how they shaped it.
Yeah.
Like it was supposed to go this and it was going here and then it just kind of just fell off and then he's a new person again.
Yeah. After watching it, I watched it again. I'm hoping, because they left so many things open on purpose. They left wide open. I'm hoping they're able to tie something. He's like, oh, I put a tracker on her. Something, you know, kind of stupid where it's like, oh, he's not something. Yeah, you know, because I was like, you know, because like you said, he's too smart of a person to not think of something, you know, because he's like, I can't beat her physically. Maybe I can get close enough, slap a tracker on her because I know she's going to get away, you know, but where is she going to run to?
Or he takes her thing and he switches the little thing with him. He's done that so many times during the episode.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'm hoping.
All right. So here's another question I have for you guys. When she pushes Loki back through and he goes into the different universe, did he go to a different universe or did the universe change that he was going to?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that one out, man.
It's kind of hard. I think there's no wrong answer because the whole time I got fucked.
Yeah.
Everything branched. Everything's crossing over.
But did he go to a different one of those 62 branches or here's one question more precisely. Are there multiple TVAs? Because there's only supposed to be one line, one timeline, right? Are there multiple TVAs already with all those branches coming through? And then that TVA changed. Or, you know, it's either they have multiple TVAs or that TVA just totally changed and everything changed there. Yeah, and rebranded. Yeah.
I forgot who said that. Somebody I was watching there like, oh, it could have been like the whole Matrix style, you know, where like, oh, this didn't work. Let's reboot it, you know? And so I was like, I could see that. You know, but the guy who rebooted it wind up being Kang, you know. So I can go either way, you know, because I was reading somebody else was saying she could have pushed him back where she thought it was, right as it split, you know, so he could have just landed on the wrong side of the fork in the road kind of deal, you know. Well,
I mean, so how?
It could go anyway.
If she was holding that bracelet slash ring thing, and did she thought of what portal to throw him, or just create a portal anywhere back to the TVA?
Back to the TVA.
Yeah.
But you don't know, so what
then that's, you don't know what TVA.
He said there's 62 branches in this segment alone, so there could be 360 branches all over the place. Yeah. So there could be 360 TVAs, or there's one TVA because it's outside of space and time, mm-hmm. and that TVA now changed because you killed.
No, I think he went to a different branch. I think he went to a different branch.
But they didn't, too, they didn't exist. But they didn't exist until 3 seconds before. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I think they went to a different one. Just a simple fact that the armed and Mobius, the army's C-20, I think.
Mm-hmm.
B-15 and Mobius, they were there. And Loki went up to them like, hey, we can't, you know, whatever, you can't do nothing. But then it's where like, okay, obviously you're with an analyst. What's going on? And that's when I honestly believe that he went to a different branch. It wasn't that same timeline. It went to a different timeline because no one knew anything.
And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. But my point is that the TVA is supposed to be outside of space and time. Mm-hmm. So how will there be another timeline of the TVA that's outside of space and time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying? There should still only be one TVA.
I blame the wizards. They did it. Simple as that. Yeah.
It could be a reboot.
I have no answer. I thought reboot was exactly what I was thinking. And he was saying, because he said, I'll see you soon. And that it was already that fast. That you did this and it changed. What you did in that present changed the past also. And that fast is being rebooted to another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because it's Kang. So he can go back, change the past, and then make everything. Because now he's like, oh, I need to keep Loki out of it. So maybe he just like didn't even bother with Loki variants, and now this might be the first Loki variant that this rebooted timeline. See, that's the thing, was like with timelines and shit, you can go on. I forgot what movie it was. It was a Looper, I think. Looper. Where I was watching somebody, and they're like, what's his name? Bruce Willis is like, he goes, listen, we can talk about this shit all day, and we can make diagrams with straws. You know, it's like, but that's true. It's like it can go on and on and on because. There's so many ways it can happen. Now they're saying the same thing what Brian said earlier or a few episodes ago is what if it's probably going to be all these different branches now. Right. Because now you have a lot of the branches, because you saw in the sky where it was just one line, and now it's just like zigzags and they like cut into each other. So it's like, you know, at points some of them cross into each other. So you have weird timelines that like become one and then back to two. I don't know. So I can see like all the next 30 something episodes, like, oh yeah, this was universe, you know, 1, 2, 3. This is universe 32.
Six,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we're going to find out, you know, 616 is the one that we're in because, you know, that's the Marvel number.
The main one.
That's the one that everyone knows.
So are we 616 or only through Marvel is where
the Marvel world that they've created is 616?
Yeah.
Because they never said that we're necessarily in their world. We could be outside of their dimension, and they could that could come up one day too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't Spider-Man No Way Home or No Way Out? Or what was that last one? No Way Home.
No Way Home.
Yeah.
No, that's the one that's coming out now.
We're coming. Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yeah.
Didn't they say, oh, this is Earth 616? When what's his name? Mysterio.
Mysterio. Yeah, he said 616. Yeah.
There's a lot of blah blah, and he said this is 616. You know, so, but he didn't know. He was just pulling shit out of his ass at that point, you know? Like, he didn't know if things were actually real.
That was Marvel just doing this cool thing. So they throw those numbers in everywhere.
Yeah. So, real quick, I want to go back to Jonathan Majors and, like, what Fredo said, like, the way he was acting. I'm like, I love that. Just very random-y kind of, like, the way he was acting. I wasn't expecting that. And I loved it. It was just like, he's like, I don't give a fuck anymore. So, like, it's like, I'm walking around with an apple. I don't care. There's random equations on the back wall. It's like,
it's funny because they're trying to kill him. He's like,
yeah.
I knew you were going to do that. I set that up like five years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I love that whole, like, he was just very different from what people expect. People were expecting, like, this badass, like, actual King the Conqueror, you know? Like,
right.
You know, and it was just him, like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? You know, like, he's like, ah, I got you. You can't kill me, kind of. It was so good. And then, I don't know, it just blew my mind, like, how good he really was.
Right. I see, when he came out, it wasn't Kane. It was just, you know, the last man, whatever. And I'm thinking, he's going to get pissed at them. He's going to turn into Kane, and then he's going to fuck around and do something. But no, no matter how many times she tried to stab him, especially in the elevator. Yeah. And when I loved where she swung like twice at him and like he just like warped back or whatever, that, the way he phased in and out, remind me of the Quantum Realm, because it came, Ant-Man and Wasp, what's the ghost, I think that character's name, it looked identical to that.
The phasing,
yes. So that right there, I believe it shows me or tells me that they are in the Quantum Realm when they crossed over into that castle. That's where the timeline is or what have you. I kind of feel that it's connected to a point, because he was phasing in and out just as Ghost was in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I the next movie is called Quantumania. You know, it's like, you know, it's going to be in the Quantum Realm, and it's probably going to be a bunch of like craziness with Kang, because he's already in it. They already said Jonathan Majors is Kang in this movie, you know. Which also, I hate, just keep it quiet. Shut up about it. If Jonathan Majors popped up and no one knew that he was Kang or Kang was going to be in there or whatever, they just kept it quiet, that would have been 100 times more awesome.
I thought it was just awesome, just him just being in the elevator. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Here I am. Cool. I'm on here. This is it.
Yeah,
hello.
Oh,
you know where I am. It's all right. Because I think he's going to be multiple Kang throughout all these movies. He's going to be different ones. So, like, Kang the Conqueror maybe is in the Quantum Realm right now. But then there's other Kang. He said, think about how strong looking character this is, that all his characters started to meet each other because he's that good of a fucking scientist. Like, in the 32nd century, no matter what, no one else knows each other, but they're all meeting each other at the same exact time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy is destined to change the world no matter what. And what I also liked, I thought it was really enjoyable, was that he who remains or immortal, whatever you want to call him, he's the strongest one in that branch line. He was the one who won. So Kang the Conqueror is great, and we're talking about how unbelievable he is, but he's lost already before.
Yeah.
He's beatable.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? With the name thing, it just dawned on me. He not once or no one ever mentioned Kang the Conqueror. He mentioned that people call him the Conqueror, right?
Yeah.
So remember in WandaVision, no one called Wanda the Scarlet Witch until the very end of episode 6 or 10, 12, whatever that was.
Yeah.
No one called her. And as soon as she said, you know, you're a Scarlet Witch, like, you know, I'm like, there it is. It's official now. She's a Scarlet Witch. So Kang the Conqueror, I believe the name is not going to come out until maybe.
No, he's going to be one of the variants.
There's going to be
multiple variants still around.
There's going to be a Nathaniel. Guaranteed there's going to be a Nathaniel. There's going to be a,
Immortus, whatever.
Immortus, yeah, there's going to be Immortus.
There's going to be a Pharaoh.
Yeah. You know, so it's like they're going to be all the different versions of him. Yeah.
And so, Fantastic Four is the only ones that's going to be able to immobilize Kang the Conqueror. And that movie's not happening for like 3 to 4 years. So Kang the Conqueror, what was it? 2024, I think, right? So 3 years.
So
for 3 years, Kang the Conqueror is going to be fucking shit up.
Yeah.
There's going to be multiple variants of him. Just, hey, you can't kill all of us because there's an infinite number. And I just don't know, are they going to introduce Dr. Doom with Kang? Or are they going to introduce Dr. Doom as soon as Kang is caught? Or, I mean, because they do things, they cross a lot, you know, and we don't. And the thing is, they're in different worlds, different variants. Some of them are from Reed Richards, and some are thought to be from Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's the, there's one where he's a descendant of both, like, through, you know, blood and, you know, kids and shit like that. But yeah, which was super cool because, like, two of the smartest people, history. Yeah. You know, Dr. Doom and Mr. Fantastic, you know. So yeah. So yeah, Nathaniel Richards is crazy. But man, I can't wait. Which is, I like that where here's your bad guy for the next 10 years. And, you know, rather than Thanos was like, he was there, but he was never doing things until the very, very, very end. You know,
and your bad guy's been controlling everything for the last forever.
Ever. Yeah. 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 So it's just, it's like if they could do like a bunch of different ones, you know, and then like say if a Nathaniel Richards, like, which is, you know, Kang, helps them defeat the other Kang or something along those lines.
Exactly.
Like, so it's just,
it's so there's crazy. There's
so many possibilities. It's insane.
That's also what I really love. The fact that they explain who Kang the Conqueror was in like a 2 minute blurb. Because I don't know if you, Fredo, if you looking at all the comics, it was like 20 years before you knew all the fuck what Kang the Conqueror was. It was like forever. Like, it's like you go from like 101, you know, volume 101 to like volume 230, and they're all different. You don't know who Kang is really until like the end. It's like 2000. It didn't get written. It's that impossible.
Yeah, fairly recently that you find out he's Nathaniel Richards. Like, really recent.
Like, this is just, this is not happening. Like, this is not something that's ancient history. But, and they explained it in 2 minutes.
I love the way they explained it. Little graphics.
Yeah.
Plain as day. It was simple. It made sense. I was like, oh, I loved it. I loved it.
So they did it. That thing with the graphics reminds me of Wakanda, of Black Panther.
Exactly.
So I don't know if they have that, whatever.
Vibranium.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, he has everything. You know, he's literally the smartest guy. Like, there's Nathaniel Richards is gotta be like top 20 smartest guys ever.
I would even say higher. I mean, he's like one of the top five, maybe.
No, because we got Reed Richards.
Yeah,
you know, because Reed Richards is smarter than Nathaniel Richards.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. I haven't read too much of the newer comic books. I can't say for sure.
So, but he is. But I'm gonna say he's a certifiable genius.
Yeah, for sure.
He's right there with Hank Pym and Iron Man and all. He's
Fredo said, the Illuminati. The Illuminati existed in the Marvel comic books, where every so often people would come together, good guys and bad guys, and they would like, here's an Infinity Stone for you. Here's an Infinity Stone for you. Now hide it and never talk to each other ever again, type of shit. You know. And, you know, stuff like that. So it was kind of cool. I think that's how Wolverine came back to life after he had died in the comics. I think he got his hands on an Infinity Stone and came back.
You know, I'm actually more interested in the Eternals. I mean, more interested in all those, you know, Shang-Chi, like things that were kind of off the beaten path that you didn't, you know, you think about Spider-Man, you're thinking about, you know, Doctor Strange. I'm interested in those things. I think it's going to give us a lot of information, a pad, add so much more to it. So when you get to Doctor Strange, when you get to Spider-Man, you're going to understand it to a different level.
Yeah,
it's going to bring so much more in. You know, it's not, Thanos was one of the strongest characters of all time. He's a big brute. You know what he was. Now you're fighting something that's more than that. That's more than anything you can imagine. You know, it's not going to be, you know, the new Captain America or Falcon, whatever you want to call him. He ain't going to go punch him. He's a regular dude. He ain't going to be able to go punch him. That's just not happening. You know, this is on a different level. I love the thought of that. I love the way they did that, how they built it up.
Yeah, Marvel came out when first Iron Man came out, and then they started. I'm like, oh, they're going to try to put it together, and it's going to suck. Yeah, it didn't. So ever since then, I was pretty much hooked. I wasn't really interested in Iron Man. Actually, Kramer's the one who turned me on to Iron Man. Kramer, I remember him saying, Robert Downey Jr., he's going to suck. He's going to kill that role. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, it's a comic book. I'm like, ah, fuck comic books.
And you know, Robert Downey Jr. did Amazing Job. I also thought he was going to be too terrible. Amazing. I thought that he was going to be too drunk to actually play the role the way it needed to be. Yeah. He was going to be too much of an alcoholic and just can't get it right.
Since this name came out now with the different times, I'm like, I really can't wait. I really have to watch my health. I really need to take care of myself because I want to see these
movies. How far this can go.
Yes. You know, I want to see my great-great-grandkids. I'm like, hey, I remember when Iron Man came out. You know, so
not to see them, but to take them to Iron Man 2050.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they recast and
take them to see Iron Wars. So that's what he wants, you know, Secret Wars. Yeah,
Secret Wars. Oh, speaking of, man, this show, the way it ended, 100% got everything set up for Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait. If fucking Hugh Jackman comes back, they're like, oh, we plucked him from Universe blah, 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 and we're going to throw him on the battle planet.
It's what? So amazing.
I want to see it.
Like he said he did that little taste like, oh, I could be coming back. Then this episode does that shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bring Chris Evans back as Captain America and as Johnny Storm. Like, it would be so cool. What are you talking about? That would be epic. Like, them on Battle Planet together. Like,
oh, I was thinking about Chris Evans being Captain America and then Falcon also being Captain America at the same time. And they look at each other like the Spider Man.
Yeah. Or you can even go even further. Like, in the future, when Winter Soldier becomes Captain America, you got three of them. You're like, talk about crazy foreshadowing. You know,
it's so good.
So it was like, I can't wait. But one thing I did hear a lot of people talk about is, do we change the name from MCU, which stands for Marvel Cinematic Universe, to MCM, Marvel Cinematic Multiverse?
No,
that's the big. I mean,
MCU. They're going to resolve the multiverse.
Oh, you think so?
I believe. I'm saying it's a decade. This is going to be a decade.
Oh, for sure. This is going to be a 10-year.
This is a long time, but they're going to resolve the multiverse. Just kind of like, y'all know, you guys watch The Flash, the TV show.
Yeah.
Crisis of a Thousand, a Thousand Earths and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think something similar to that, but it happens in 10 years that, no one's going to be like, oh, you stole that. They're going to resolve it, and everything's going to be one Earth again.
Because then you like get that to pick and choose, like, oh, this is how X-Men came. This is how Fantastic. You can bring all in one.
Right there. Exactly.
I can see that. And then that's the way you end the whatever the next few phases are. So you have the Infinity Saga, you're going to have the Multiverse Saga, and at the end it all comes back to one. I can see that.
So you come back to one. When you're done with Doctor Strange, you're done with Kang the Conqueror, you're done with Galactus, whatever, then it comes back to just one, and everyone's there. Yeah. Everyone's there right there. And I think that's how it's going to go.
But like you said, that's another 10 to 12 years, like the Infinity Saga. So yeah,
I'll be
another 20 something films.
Yo, Fredo will look exactly the same. Stuff like that.
That's funny. That is funny.
Oh, man. We're coming up to an hour, man. Anything else that you guys can think of?
There's so much, but I don't want to waste time, but there's so much in there. It's just so much meat on the bones. I mean, we didn't really dive into Renslayer and why it was so important to see her as a principal in that high school.
Yeah,
we really didn't dive into. I mean, that
even her original name was an alias from the comic book, Rebecca Terminator. Sounds like Terminator. Terminorda or something like that. But that was the name she had in the comics too, which is cool.
What if B-15, we find out that B-15 was always a Loki variant also?
Yeah.
There's so many things that Alliance. We really didn't talk about Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
So now what the fuck is going to happen with him? Is Sylvie going to have Alliance as her,
as a pet?
Or her way to, she doesn't want to rule everything, but she to get back to Loki, that she used Alive to
destroy
that.
Everything to get to him. Hey, that'd be fucked
that
up.
She felt love for the first time because for all those years she was the first time she felt love, and now she's going to destroy everything to try to get back to that. And then how will Loki take it?
Yeah. Because this is the first time he's been on the other side. Because he's always the tricker. He's always like playing the game. And now he's the one that got hurt. Like really emotionally hurt. Where he always effed over his brother. He always effed over his dad. Because that was just Loki. But now he is like taste of his own medicine type of shit. Yep. So
how does he react? What does he do in the, when he's in the TVA he's in?
Yeah.
What does he do?
No one knows him.
He has to start over.
But can he rule it? I mean, that's so many things that could happen. Yeah. And I'm actually like, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see season two. But now I'm like sad. Like, it's a long ass time away.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So it sucks.
It sucks.
So here, I got a few questions before we end it. We already said season two is going to come out. Quantumania, I believe, is coming sometime in 2023, early 2023.
Yes.
Is how soon before or after the season two of Loki take place? Does it go before?
I'm going to say next summer.
Next summer, you think Loki season two is going to come out?
Yeah.
So you're talking about 6 months before Ant-Man comes out?
Exactly.
Ish. Okay.
Because with it, the thing about all the movies, the way that it has to go, there's so many things they have to introduce to it, and then next time when they have the lull in the seasons and stuff like that, in between, but baseball still is boring as hell in the summer when right before football starts, when the basketball NBA finals is going, Marvel, Loki, boom, season two.
I can see it like going right before Quantumania comes out. It's like done. You wait a week. Ant-Man and Wasp, the third one's out. So it's like it's just like you catch everyone's attention. I can see that.
I don't know because when I can't find it. But when does Ant-Man Quantumania come out?
Sometime early 2023.
2023, yeah.
So I think it's gonna be closer to that. So if it comes out, I don't know. Let's see, Valentine's Day, February, right? I think Loki is gonna come out before that because,
for
the simple fact that the way things the Marvel MCU is, it leads into it. Yeah. Okay, so I want to say they're not gonna have that gap, and if they do. They're a bunch of assholes for doing that because
they will because other movies have to come out. There's so many movies that are coming out, but I will say this though. I think I looked it up. I looked it up earlier that Loki season two is going to begin filming in January of 2022.
So if it's six months from now,
they do it. We could see it again maybe July of 2022. Just following the same timeline they just did. Because they didn't start filming this one until January of 2021. So I'm just thinking that they're going to be on the same timeline. Because of COVID. They didn't even begin. They didn't even begin starting this thing until January.
I don't want to wait that long.
I'm thinking that they will start doing it January of 2022 and maybe July 2022. Yeah. Might get something.
So what's next on the list? What if?
What if? What if?
When does that start?
In 2 weeks, 3 weeks, three
yeah,
weeks.
And like,
three
weeks. Yeah, sometime in August.
In August. So I mentioned it. Brian said it. And Brian actually made a great point that the what ifs, is that going to be different timelines? Is that what we're
saying? Say it, but I think the way it's going to go.
Okay. That
makes sense. It just makes
sense. So, if that's the case, what was there? Like 36, I think we said?
Yeah.
36 what ifs?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's going to lead right into all the movies coming in. It's going to lead. Yeah. And it's going to be going on during movies, too. That's what's crazy. Yo.
Yeah. I had a point and I freaking lost it. But either way, I think that's going to just hold us over a little bit. It might open up some doors. It might even close some doors. I don't know. But I can't wait for 3-4 weeks because I'm really curious. I want to see what is that all about. Is a Marvel episode going to be similar to this? Not really with the scenes and Nelson Mandela and all that great people. I'm not saying for that. But, like, they're going to show the black hole and then show a different black hole behind this black hole and then shoot into it.
I know it's going to be narrated by a Watcher. And if you don't know, who they already did show, technically show the Watchers in the show, I believe, in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was that Guardians? Yeah. When they're going through all the different
Stan Lee is talking, there's like these three tall things with these big heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the Watchers. And I guess one of them is going to narrate the whole show. You know, which I can't remember the guy's name, but he's the new Commissioner Gordon in the new Batman that's going to come out.
The Batman or whatever.
Yeah, the Batman or something like that. Great voice. He has that, just that really great, like, voice that perfect for narrating.
There's a new Batman come out?
Yeah, with
the Batman with
Twilight Dude.
Yeah, I was just like, what's his name?
Yeah, I can't remember.
In 2022? Pattinson?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patton. Yeah. The guy who's playing Commissioner Gordon. He was in Hunger Games too. He was like the smart dude in Hunger Games. He's gonna be the voice of the Watcher.
Yeah. Well, Robert Pattinson. I mean, I gotta say, for Robert Pattinson, being a Twilight dude, it sure did. It looks good. I was impressed.
I mean, him in Tenet was
what?
What did you think? I love Tenet.
And then we went back and went to the loop. Oh my god!
See, like my girlfriend hates like time travel stuff. I love shit like that. We're like
Jeffrey Wright.
Yes, there you go, Jeffrey Wright. That's exactly. As soon as you said his name, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's got a really cool voice. They had the trailer. If you haven't watched the trailer, check out the trailer.
Looks for really the Batman?
For
the
What Batman. If. What if.
Okay.
Yeah. Batman, right, they have just pictures out.
What If? So that's coming out in 3 weeks. And then we have Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. That's September 3rd. We have
2 months.
The Eternals, November 5th.
Wait, September 3rd, really? I thought it was coming out in July.
And then Spider-Man No Way Home, December 17th. And then Hawkeye, December.
Oh, yes.
Miss Marvel also in December.
Really? That too in December?
Yeah. Morbius comes out January 21st, 2022.
Yeah. Which Tyrese said he already leaked it that's going to be part of the MCU. So they're already saying, like, which is going to be tied to Tom Hardy, supposed to be in it too.
Yep.
So
eventually, Spider-Man's about to get really good.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange, March 2022. Love and Thunder, May 2022.
Oh, I can't
Wakanda Forever, July 2022. The Spider-Man, Spider-Verse 2, October 7, 2022. So that tells me there's no room for Loki to come out right now. And then The Marvels, November 11, 2022. So Loki might not come out to December or January.
Yeah.
That's the only hole we have.
What are your guys' odds on Loki showing up in Love and Thunder?
100%.
He will.
Even before his show, or would that kind of help his show set up his show?
I think it's going to help set up his show.
So it'll be like he shows up in Thor, sets up his show, and then that leads into Quantumania.
I don't think he's going to be in the movie as much as I think he's going to be a cameo, like one of those mid-credit scenes where, like, hey, Thor, I need your help. Mm. Or something like that. You know, hey, brother.
Interesting.
I agree. He was more of a cameo, could be a post-credit scene.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. This is I can't wait, man. I know it sounds like super nerdy, but I'm like, this is like my entire childhood was like watching like the cartoons, reading comics, and like no one else that I really hung out with liked that kind of stuff, you know? Some of the stuff on TV, yeah, but it was just kind of at that, you know.
Yeah, everyone watched X-Men for Saturday morning cartoons.
X-Men, Spider-Man, everyone watched that, you know. But that was kind of like all it was.
Look at the comics and really. You didn't?
No.
Well, that's because you were grown. You were grown when we were kids.
I know, you were already 30 in the 90s.
Those not really.
Exactly the same.
No, I woke up and I at the time I saw X-Men. Okay, there's Cyclops. All right, here's Wolverine.
Even still, to today, one of the greatest stories on animated, one of the greatest animated stories on TV ever. People still, I watched it all as soon as I got Disney Plus. What was the first thing I watched?
Dude,
X-Men.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
So good.
I saw X-Men on TV. I wasn't interested. I ended up changing it to watch GoBots instead of X-Men. So we all know how GoBots suck.
But I went from one of the best series ever to one of the worst series ever.
No, that's why he says the Jets are going to make the playoffs right there.
Exactly.
it's all coming together. I never said it.
If you go back, I said if Darnold stays with the Jets, he's going to be not a great team. It's going to be a good team, 500 level team, but he's not there. But I kind of truly believe it's going to be somewhat okay. So I'm warming up my lungs to take those shots. It's not going to happen. Either way, that's a different show, different put that shit down.
Shots of moonshine.
You put a straw in it.
You put a straw.
Uh-huh, that's going to be.
I got a hangover just looking at it. What happened, Kramer?
I said one episode of Morning Spikes is going to be Fredo taking his shots.
It's like every 15 minutes we're like shots.
That's going to be the last episode for Fredo on the Morning Spikes.
Oh man, but yeah, dude, I highly recommend it. It's such a good show. The first episode of the X-Men series, one of the main characters dies. Like you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like he literally died, and then it becomes a thing throughout the entire show. It's like Wolverine can't get over it. Cyclops is still fucked up from it. Like the whole team is still like the entire for years. Like oh my god,
dude, Jean Grey and the Phoenix Force, dude. I was in love. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. I loved watching it all the time.
Yeah. But I was like, that was really like even my friends, they were kind of like watch it, but didn't like get into it. Like I was reading the comics and knew all the stuff that was already gonna happen. You know, like you know, are they gonna do the Beyonders and the Empire, the Shi'ar Empire? Yeah. I want to see that. That's gonna be epic if they could do that. You know, like, but then you have to bring Professor X into it. It's a whole mess of shit. But
there's so much stuff that's about to hit the MCU, and I think that's what's gonna be.
I'm so excited. You know, just as a comic book fan, as like a nerd, I am so excited for the next 10 years of comic book movies. You know. I mean, you got people like Emily Blunt is like, oh, I think, and all these other actors, you know, saying like, oh, I think everyone's burnt out with these comic book movies. They're burnt out. I'm like, no, they're burnt out with shitty comic book movies that DC's throwing in the fucking.
I was about to say, you know, man, that's because of DC.
Yeah. But it was like, as soon as WandaVision came out, everybody was hooked.
It's the number one thing on all your sites. Yeah. Every site you go on stuff, number one thing.
And now Loki, everyone's hooked. Everyone's hooked again, you know? So. Yeah. I was like, yeah, people are over garbage ass comic book movies. DC, you know, like I don't have.
Who has? They have the better people.
I know
they have the better heroes.
Bad storytelling.
Well, like, I know. They're coming out with
Suicide
James Squad. Gunn, right?
With Suicide. Which I'm not excited about.
Gunn directed it.
Yeah, good. But at the end of the day, it's still a Warner Brothers. You know.
They don't let them go so far. You know, I'm probably in the minority. I thought the first Suicide Squad was almost good. It was almost there. They just made a few missteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, and then trying to reboot it 5 years later, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. People already remember the trash that was, you know, fucking Slipknot and the Boomerang guy. But I feel like he's going to double down on it, which is cool because that's what James Gunn does. Like, who's the stupidest character I can put in the movie and make fun of kind of thing? He did that in Guardians.
Yeah.
You know, with, was it Taserface, Laserface, whatever the fuck
it is.
Yeah. So I can see it. I'm going to watch it, but I'm not excited about it. You know, I'm not too excited about
it. No, I am.
You know, I mean, I don't like John Cena. He's not a good fucking actor. And they're already talking about him having his own spinoff movie. I was like, why? You know? I mean, you have Idris Elba. Yeah. Give him a spinoff movie. So you're going to give shitty John Cena a spinoff movie? It's stupid. Yeah. Or is a show.
The only way that works is that, well, Idris Elba's probably going to die then. That's the only way that works.
Possibly. I mean, but even like Margot Robbie said, she's kind of like tired of being
Harley Quinn.
She goes, it takes a lot out of her. I was like, I could see that, you know.
Yeah, you can always put Kayla Cuoco, whatever, in there. We'll be good to go. I'll be happier, actually.
Oh, yeah, Big Bang.
Yeah, I don't think Harley Quinn is, I mean, I don't think Margot Robbie is all that, you know, but Kayla Cuoco, whoa. Wow. You can't put her in those short shorts.
I didn't know what to expect from the Harley Quinn show because I'm like, I don't know. But she doesn't know how to change her voice.
Yeah.
But her voice, the way she did it with the Harley Quinn, I was like, oh, she just went, this is her normal voice and just made it more crazy. You know,
more annoying.
Like, more screaming, more annoying. And I loved it. I was like, and then Lake Bell, I was like, those are like, bring her in as Poison Ivy. I mean, she's already a good actress.
Yeah.
You know, but
will DC make it that far?
Nah. They do stupid shit. They do stupid shit. You know, they're shooting their fans in the leg. They're like, hey, we want you to support us. You know, and then they were like, oh, but you can't.
Don't say nothing. Don't discuss us. Come on.
Yeah. You want to talk about our trailer? You know, demonetize. We're claiming that. It's like, you're pissing off the people that want to support you. So.
All right, real quick before we end the show, because this will be the last one.
Last one.
All throughout the universe, who's your favorite Marvel character? Just want to know.
Wolverine. He's always just, ever since I was a kid, it just stuck.
I recently started liking Deadpool. From when he first came out. And I don't know if it's Ryan Reynolds or the character, because I remember Reynolds and Deadpool. In the first
Wolverine Origins?
No.
That was a joke.
In Wolverine Origins, he was Deadpool.
Yeah. Was he? Gambit.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. Oh, that was okay, horrible. Yeah.
Yes, that one. I remember that when he was over there just because of his attitude. He was like, you know, great job. So he's like, whatever. You know, cool. Yeah. He's like, fuck it. Yeah. But it was Deadpool. I think. I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's Ryan Reynolds or the character itself. I think he's a fucking.
They're one of the same.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. They are
the same. Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool are the same person.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have Deadpool if it wasn't for Ryan Reynolds, because if Fox got their hands on it, they would have Foxified it. I mean, you saw what they already did to Deadpool. They're like, hey, he's the merc with the mouth. Hey, let's keep his mouth shut. I'm like, what? That's the stupidest fucking thing ever. It's like, he wears the mask.
The whole point of Deadpool is to break the fourth wall. Like, that's when he talks to you guys in the comics. Like, it's like thought bubbles. Like, you thought this was crazy. Look at this motherfucker. Like, it's like that's what Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. He literally brought that character to life. And, you know, I love the, I don't know if you guys watched that reaction trailer he did where he was Deadpool and Korg was there next to him. And they're sitting on the couch watching the Free Guy trailer. Which they're both in that movie.
Yeah. So
good. Great.
And I think I'll see that movie. I was like, you know, I like Ryan Reynolds. But after watching that, I want to see it more because I want to support both of them even more.
Yeah.
So it's like I love Taika. I love Ryan Reynolds. I really don't like who Ryan Reynolds married, but I like Ryan Reynolds. I know. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be really, really good. I just
that's awesome.
Can't wait to see him in a bazillion different fucking Marvel movies going forward.
In every movie, it's going to be mid-credit, like, is that game in the background?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Oh, man, that was so much. I don't know. I can't even talk. It was so much fun, man, with the whole show.
I enjoyed this show, guys.
But yeah, but any viewers, man, thank you guys for sticking around and checking out us talk about Loki for 6 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, so in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably break down some basketball stuff with the finals going on. And then I got a little game I want to play with everyone in a few weeks. We'll figure out the schedule, but it's gonna be a fun little game.
Awesome.
I got planned.
Shots.
That would make it even more fun. But this is the schedule for everyone on the Nerd Huddle. We got Sunday coming up next. We got the Morning Spike, where we break down the running backs, all your steals and sleepers for your running backs for your fantasy football. That's awesome. And then
McDonald's.
The McDonald's thing? Oh, that one's cool.
I got like, because some have purple, some have gold, and the gray. I have like maybe, I don't know.
Five of the same one, just with different bases.
Well, no, I made sure. I'm like, I need a Happy Meal. Or, you know what, just give me the toy. What toys you got? Give me all of these.
Bella, I don't even want it. You
take it. Like, shut up.
Yeah. I made sure I got doubles. I got doubles. Yeah, I give it to her.
You gave four of them. Like, here you go. I don't want you bring all home, these.
You bring home dinner, and it's just three Happy Meals.
Everyone's no toy. No toy. Just a Happy Meal. Oh, go ahead, Kramer. I'm sorry.
All right. No, it's all good. So, yeah, Sunday Morning Spike, fantasy football. Monday, Spoiler Kings. We're doing Space Jam movie. We're doing that, me and Will. Tuesdays,
want to watch it, never.
Fuck LeBron.
Yeah. And then Tuesdays, we got Panda and Grizzly with you two, and then Marvin is there as well. And you guys do all your Chicago Bears and stuff like that. Do you know what your topic is for next week?
This week's going to be the running backs. We're going to introduce the running backs, and I think the tight ends. So
it depends how much Fredo does. We'll see.
Yeah.
Just one running back and one tight end. That's it. Just the important ones.
Just the main ones.
Yes.
So your Bears info on Tuesday. And then Wednesday over on the Dynasty Pylon channel, make sure you go check them out on Dynasty Pylon. They're doing some mock drafts on Wednesday. I'm going to be doing that. So they're going to get you IDP mock draft, which will be fun. And they're getting you ready for your Dynasty and IDP Fantasy Football League. So if you play any of those hardcore football leagues, go check them out. And then every Thursday, we're here. Did we just become best friends? Next week, we'll probably talk about some basketball and some other stuff, but we always do whatever's trending and whatever's kind of pop culture-y big news of the week.
Or Martin dubbed it, the BS show.
The BS show. But that is it from us this week, man. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Thank you for listening. Subscribe.
Yep. Make sure you subscribe to the Nerd Huddle. Make sure you subscribe to the Dynasty Pylon over there. And then leave a comment. Let us know what you guys think of Loki down in the comments. Let us know what you think is going to happen and what was your favorite part. Mm-hmm. But that is it from us. We will see you guys next week.
Have see a good one, guys.
Boom, 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 boom.